show. Is it a sandwich? If I called a hot dog a sandwich, do you think that you'd be fine with it? If not, then why? Let's bust this wide. Mary, Carrie, Kelly, Matt, oh my, is a sandwich? Well, let's decide.
We're back and in another sticky situation. Do you like it chunky or smooth? We're here to talk all things peanut butter on Order Up.
The controversial topic and food choice brought to schools. Order Up. Oh my goodness. This is what? Season 8?
Season 8.
Season 8, friends.
It is. I know. We're growing up.
We are growing up. Everyone, I'm your friend, your pal, Kelly Zemnikas, joined today by Carrie Haim, Matt Ardill. And given that this season does contain nuts, our good friend and fellow host Mary Kennedy, who is deathly allergic to this stuff, is taking episode 1 off to stock up on EpiPens so she can get through this season safely.
safety first. Yeah.
Exactly. So the question of the hour, let's get this started. We're going with, is peanut butter a solid or a liquid this season, even if it's chunky, even if it's smooth? Matt, do you have an opinion on the matter yet?
I think it's a viscous fluid.
Ooh.
So it's a liquid, just a semi-solid.
Okay, Matt goes liquid. Carrie. Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I don't know. Matt got all sciencey on us with the viscous fluid. Which sounds kind of disturbing. It's a viscous fluid. I'm thinking that it's a solid.
Oh.
I have my reasons. Okay. I have reasons, but I don't know. I might see as we go along if I can be swayed one way or the other. But right now, at the beginning of season 8, I'm going to say solid.
I am in the same boat. My initial thought, as it has been most of my life, is that peanut butter is a solid because mm-hmm. you turn it upside down and it stays in there. And then someone posed the question, no, is it a liquid?
Mm.
And my head exploded.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a variety of factors there too. Like depending on the heat, it's right. more solid than other times, and just give it enough time, eventually it will fall out.
That, and like a natural peanut butter is more likely to empty out if you turn it upside down because of all the oils on the top. And then our good friend Ben,
mm-hmm.
Ben Golan with a man and his sandwich, we were talking recently when I was in New York, and he went, well, back home in Australia, it's a liquid, but here it's a solid. It's made completely different.
Oh, mm-hmm. So it literally looks and feels different. Because I was thinking about the natural peanut butters. That turns into a whole science experiment itself because it's kind of separated, right? So
right.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Like if you mix it, it is a little more liquidy. But if you just left it to its own devices, is part of it liquid and part of it solid? Like, I don't know.
I don't know either. Oh, this is going to be a head. I'm mm-hmm. excited mm-hmm. for this season.
Yeah.
And the head scratching that is about to occur. But we're going to keep true to tradition, as we do here on the show. Matt, what are the nutty facts you have for episode 1 for fun facts regarding nuts?
Got a couple. You know, the U.S., since you now visit there on a regular basis, and I know Carrie has as well, they're mm-hmm. very particular about their packaging laws. You have to be very transparent about what is in a package to claim things like ice cream and peanut butter. In fact, to be peanut butter in the United States, it must be at least 90% peanut.
Huh.
The other 10% is made up of salt, sweeteners, and vegetable oil.
Okay.
And that's the sneaky part. For many brands of creamy peanut butter, they can contain as much as 3 grams of sugar per 2 tablespoon serving of peanut butter. So if you're having like peanut butter in the morning on your bagel or toast, you've had about a half a can of soda by the end of the week.
Holy moly, that's a lot.
Yeah, so the same amount of sugar, 18 grams of or more, depending on the brand of peanut butter, of sugar.
Huh.
I did not know that.
I wonder what Canada's laws are.
Yeah. Well, it has to be in French. We know that much.
Yes,
that is true. That is true. Yes.
Yeah.
What is it in French? Beurre d'arachide? Something like that? D'arachide. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is the name of my first high school ska band.
Oh, that's a good ska band name. Now, to get a little bit into the sexy times here, peanuts are an interesting plant. They're not a nut, despite the name. They're a legume. They are cousins of lentils, peas, broad beans, chickpeas, lima, and common beans. They are in the family Fabaceae. I'm probably saying that wrong. And when dried, the seeds of these plants are called pulses. Now, the peanut reproduces in a very interesting way. It self-pollinates. So the flowers are self-pollinating. And as the ovary begins to enlarge, the flower falls away and an embryo called a peg is formed atop the stem, which then extends into the earth. So falls downward, goes into the earth, and the peanut forms around that. It's a peanut we know and love. The peg remains, and it is between the two halves of the peanut. So when you crack open a nut or a peanut, you're looking at a peanut embryo in that crack between the two halves of the peanut.
Aw, that's how a peanut's born.
Aw, so
nice.
When two peanuts really love each other. Or when a peanut loves itself, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That is fascinating. You know, I spent the majority of my life allergic to peanuts.
Oh.
I had an EpiPen. My throat would close up if I breathed stuff in at the ballpark. It was really scary. Now I can't do lentils or chickpeas.
Oh.
So that's really interesting that they're related.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can do peanut butter. You can do peanut butter now?
I can do peanut butter, just no hummus for this chick.
It's like Heather. She's like, every time I go to get Greek food, I get really sick when I eat tzatziki. I'm like, yeah, because you're allergic to zucchini, and it's the main ingredient. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah.
I thought it was cucumber.
She's allergic to cucumber, which is the main ingredient.
Yeah.
Zucchini. Oh, wow. She's like, what it is? I'm like, yeah, you're eating something that can kill you.
Oh, God.
So it's like that, but less obvious.
Wow.
The actual ingredient that would kill it. But
did Matt become a nutritional doctor between season 7 and 8?
So much information, Matt. He's like the sex therapist for peanuts.
Yes. I tell them their love languages, you know.
Alrighty, friends. Well, it is time to get cracking. Season 8 of Order Up. Episode 1.
Kelly, who is our guest today?
Oh my goodness. I'm always excited when we have people on. It's nice when people say yes. And I'm super, super, super excited for our guest for episode 1 of season 8. She is a Toronto-based comedian whose debut comedy album, Everybody Panic, was lauded by no other than NPR. Speaking of stuff in America, NPR named it one of the comedy albums to get in 2023. She is featured on a comedy special called Comedy Invasion. You can look up where to download and stream that. And if you get the network AMI TV, can again look that up and download and stream as needed. She's featured on a reality series called Breaking Character. She's just an amazing, amazing comedian who, quite frankly, because Toronto loves to put comedy clubs in places with a shit ton of stairs, you don't see her enough. So Toronto, no more stairs. because this comic is great. Please welcome to the show. She just zoomed in with us. It's Desiree Walsh. Yay! How is it going, Des? I know you're up north.
Hello. Hi. I think we're going to have another rainstorm, but hopefully it'll be okay.
Okay. All right. I hope so, too. Okay. It's not going to rain on our peanut parade. I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful Matt Ardill, Desiree, to ask you 5 peanut butter related questions. So go for it, Matt.
I am ready.
Sorry, I am not.
Let me get the rain's coming, Matt. Hurry.
Okay. Number.
Also, we can't find the cat. Do you know where the cat is? We can't find the cat.
Oh, no. Hopefully not in the rain.
Oh, no.
Hopefully it's just staying somewhere to stay dry.
Maybe it got some peanut butter.
I was going to say, put out a bowl of peanut butter and see if that lures it back.
Yeah.
Hope we find the cat.
It likes cheese with.
Oh. All cats like cheese. When we order McDonald's, we have to give Duncan a corner of the cheese from our Big Macs because he'll just like crawl up on our chest and try to rip it off if we don't give it to him. So Cheese Whiz is good. Cheese Whiz is good.
All right. Let's do this.
We have 5 really challenging questions for you today, Des. I'm glad you could be here for this.
Yes. I studied.
It's a heady topic. You didn't get... Unfortunately, you missed my peanut sex talk earlier. Interesting topic.
That's why the cat.
I get the reproductive organs of peanuts. It's very disturbing. But our first question is, do you even like peanut butter? Why or why not?
Yes, I like peanut butter.
I agree. I can't understand why people wouldn't. Like, what are your reasons for loving peanut butter?
It's just good, really. It's good. A peanut butter sandwich is a convenient snack. Uncrustables really take the labor and guesswork out of a peanut butter sandwich. Literally just have to throw in the box in the fridge, or you can just eat it frozen. So you can literally have a peanut butter sandwich anytime. which I know that the world is saying I'd love to eat more peanut butter sandwiches. I just don't like the fanfare. So thank you, Smuckers, for solving that. You're doing the Lord's work.
For the audience who are not aware, Kelly and Des host an Uncrustables themed web comedy show.
Yes.
Monthly. and honestly, I think you two are, not single-handedly, like double-handedly, I don't know what to say, but I think the two of you are responsible for
being
panel.
We are single-handedly the reason why Uncrustables are in Canada.
Yeah.
Not the Blue Jays, as might be thought.
We need to be us and them.
Yes. What the? My dad said, not that my dad is anything, but my dad said, why is it that the baseball players are in the commercial, but not you?
He has a point.
He does.
You guys are doing way more for Uncrustables than the baseball players.
Yes.
So
this brings us to our second question. Peanut butter is mostly banned in schools these days due to allergies. What food do you wish had been banned when you were in school?
I thought about this when I was studying, and I don't really know, because I grew up in the era of the mystery. Okay, so I don't have any particular opinions about the Mr. Noodles. Like, what I'm saying is I don't want to get canceled over the Mr. Noodles and my opinions of Mr. Noodles. I don't know. I grew up in the exotic town of Waterloo, Ontario. And when I was a kid, it was really popular. I didn't do this because my mom was like, you'll get worms. But it was really popular to bring like those Mr. Noodles packets to school and open them and then put the sodium sauce on top, shake it, and then just eat it raw for your lunchtime.
Yeah.
I always felt left out because my mom would never allow me to have a pack of botulism for lunch. I go to a therapist for that now. I guess it was because it really wasn't healthy.
No, it's terrible, but I did it.
Everyone did except myself and my sister.
I didn't.
That sounds gross. Dry and that. That sounds
like disgusting. I was afraid.
That's what my mom thought.
It would shatter,
but it was a big thing.
Like it would shatter and like hit you in the eye, and you'd need to like. You know, there's so much that could go wrong.
He's not exaggerating, folks at home. He's not exaggerating. What is interesting is Matt Ardell is about 10 years older than me, I think, even though we are friends. We could have not sat at the lunch table together in 2000. People would have been like, what is that man doing with that teenager? And there's another comic in the Toronto scene who is... She's probably 28 now, but at the time I made this joke, she was 26. We could not have all sat together at the lunch table in 2000. No. People would have been like, what is that man doing with that teenager and that baby?
Yeah, I think I would have
we should be call the one police. Who,
yeah, I would have been the one that came away very problematic in that.
But when were the grown-ups eating the raw Mr. Noodles back in the day?
You know what, Des?
Was that something?
Desiree and I are a bit closer in age. I will just interject and say
we could have sat at the lunch table together.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have been like supervisor teacher. I don't know. But but I eat raw pasta to this day.
Wow.
Ooh.
I have ever since I was a kid. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I will not tell Karen that lest you fall out of her good graces.
I grew up in the...
Karen is my mom friends at home. She thinks Kelly can do anything.
She can. She can eat raw pasta.
I can.
I'm a Gen X. I'm a Gen X. I don't remember Mr. Noodle even being a thing. I'm older than all of you. Yeah, but I'm quite a few years older than you. And I don't remember that being a thing. I remember
I did it in college.
Yeah, it was coming in when I was in OAC year. That's when it started to hit the Canadian teenage scene. Like my freaking cafeteria was a mess. We had a Jolt cola machine. Kids eating ramen raw. It was just like we were... You know, we can use those as throwing stars.
And no peanut butter. Yeah. And no peanut butter. Did they allow peanut butter?
We were smearing peanut butter all over ourselves back then.
We could have peanut butter back in the day.
I guess
we're saying peanut butter sandwich for lunch a lot.
I guess we're saying Mr. Noodle is a gateway drug.
Yes.
I think it is. No.
Well, you get those little sachets, you like spread out a line of it, you know.
I think people actually did that.
Oh, yes.
Like, I know you're kidding, but it was wild back in the day with the Mr. Noodles. Yeah. It was wild. Absolutely wild. Yeah.
Kids just don't understand what madness we were up to in the late 90s and early 2000s.
No. Just wild.
So that brings us to our next question. Crunchy or smooth? Mm. Which do you prefer?
Crunchy.
Really? Why?
I like the peanut pieces. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. They are good.
See, I'm a smooth guy myself.
You are.
That's just because I do like crunchy peanut butter, but just on a day-to-day basis, it's just like, you never know what you're going to get. Oh, is this going to be a nice smooth, or am I going to crunch into something? But yeah, that's just me. I guess I'm a bit timid when it comes to my peanut butter.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Timid peanut butter was another of my husbands.
So just on a tangent, do you have a favorite peanut butter brand?
So not really, because I am Canadian, I think. Yeah. Kraft is kind of like my go-to, just because it's pretty much got a monopoly over all of the Canadian peanut butters. I used to say that it was Kraft peanut butter was made out of blended teddy bears. So it's not vegan because it's made out of blended teddy bears.
I still remember when we visited my grandparents and we got Jif.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out because it has that layer of oil on the top and you don't have that in Kraft peanut butter. Like it's so fake. There's no oil in it. Or it's blended in, but yeah, it's just like, Kraft is my favorite just because I find the oil disconcerting in other peanut butter.
I think the only time I've ever had Jif peanut butter is Kelly bought it because we were going to make cookies for it. It'll be fine. And I had misplaced my peanut butter behind like a bowl in my fridge and was positive it was missing. So she ran to the store and got Jif's peanut butter. And I got to tell you, I didn't notice, like, peanut butter tastes the same.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah. So you keep it in the fridge. I'm not crazy. I go keep it in the fridge.
I do.
Heather's like, it doesn't go in the fridge.
It's supposed to go in the fridge. Yeah. No, it does.
It says it once opened. You have to refrigerate it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She
gives me a hard time. I'll have to say, like, you know, read the package next time.
Oh, my.
So, yeah.
My mind is blown.
We go through it so fast, it probably doesn't really matter that much anyway.
I put it in the cupboard.
Everyone just, like, get a spoon. You start licking a spoon kind of thing.
Wow.
So, yeah.
All right.
My mind is blown. Okay.
So, question number 4. What would you rather eat? A peanut butter pickle sandwich or a peanut butter and sriracha sandwich?
Oh, God. I also studied for this, and both those options don't even kind of sound good.
They were actual things I found on the internet.
Oh, you can find anything on the internet. Like,
that's true.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a pickle person, but I think personally,
I like pickles, but not with peanut butter.
I think they could be interesting. My mom was really into pickles on pizza when she was pregnant with me.
Ew.
So, I love pickles.
So I hate pickles. Oh, I hate pickles. I love relish, but I hate pickles.
I've never had pickles.
Me neither.
It was at the CNE a couple of years ago.
Oh.
It was delish.
Yeah, Heather, we just went out to Niagara Falls and Heather had a gourmet pickle pizza at a restaurant that we went to. And she really liked it. But yeah. I think
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
No, I just want to ask a question about pickle pizza. Is it still like the regular sauce and everything, or is it something different?
It's got more dill and probably a garlic sauce, I'm going to assume.
That sounds good.
With the cheese. And I loved it. And no listeners, I am not pregnant. I just really enjoyed it.
Yeah. But I have to think, like, pickle, personally, I think pickle and peanut butter would be a little less jarring a combination.
Mm.
You know, because they're both sort of salty and they kind of like complement.
I like the heat.
Well, isn't that like Thai food? Isn't there quite a lot of peanut in Thai food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I feel like I would like to eat.
Mm.
I'll share my sandwich with you, Desiree. We have a beautiful one.
Okay. Maybe if we could like mix it in a, I mix it in a bowl instead of a sandwich.
Oh. I could say on Christmas Canada, I do a sriracha and peanut butter one.
Oh my gosh.
Desiree and I will sell it.
Given the food combinations in the US, I am surprised that doesn't exist, or I would bet money that it does. I don't know how anyone in the U.S. is alive after visiting their gas station restaurants in the summer. It is essentially just a get. I went to a place called Sheets.
Yes.
It's a gas station restaurant. It should really just be called the gas station with a deep fryer. I ate like three types of deep fried cheese. Oh, there was more. I just physically couldn't fit more than three types of deep fried cheese inside of me. I don't know. Like, I don't know how Americans are still alive. Well, people say I'm inspiring for using a wheelchair. No, it is the entire country of America for still being alive with not universal health care.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Like, I don't know how you do it, America.
Yeah, like, there's an entire thing, like, in the presidential election recently where it was like, I can't remember which gas station food chain, but like they made a point, like Harris and Walz made a point of going into this one gas station food chain and getting food and eating it from there. It's like, how is this a cultural touchstone? Like,
it might have been Sheets.
It is.
Probably
yeah.
Sheets.
It is. Yeah. It is.
How do you?
Yeah, because Sheets
has everything.
How do you spell Sheets?
Like Sheets.
S-H-E-E-T-Z.
With a Z. Okay. I want to look it up. Okay.
Where is he?
Yeah.
It's but you can go in. You can go in and sit down and order your deep fried item. They will give it to you. Yeah. They have lots of really neat stuff. I had to tap out after like the fried macaroni and cheese, the fried cheese curds. The mozzarella sticks. And I also had three Dr. Pepper sauce chicken sliders.
Oh my god.
I was going big or going home. I made a lot of poor choices that night. I also had, I think, a Reese's peanut butter milkshake and Kelly knows. Yeah. Was not a good morning.
Oh boy.
Me and Aaliyah were supposed to go to an amusement park the next day, and I just woke up and I called her and was like, I can't go. And just hung up. Like, the hangover from Sheets food was worse than any alcohol hangover I had ever in my life. And I went and drank two party-sized bottles of Vex and like several shots of tequila and a beer all in one night. Didn't hold a candle to the Sheets deep fried hangover that I had the next day. I felt so bad for Aaliyah.
Yeah, I know you're out. I was just like,
I can't go. Pardon?
Now I know why your album's called Everybody Panic.
Yeah. It was.
When I had my first IT job, it was like in the middle of nowhere. And I was eating Shell gas station food for the better part of 2 years. And
oh my god!
I have to say, Sheets sounds way better than Shell gas station food. Like
it is, because at least at Sheets, it's like you can put together a meal. Yeah. Like, it will not be the most nutritious meal, but I feel Shell gas station food is like No.
Lots of microwave hamburgers.
Like, you can tell when you go into a Sheetz that a health inspector has been there as like part of a job. I've never felt the presence of like health legislation in a Shell gas station in Ontario ever.
Yeah. Well, speaking of questionable states of solid or liquid, which is, that's a really bad transition regarding my state after eating there. Yeah. We'll work on it. Yeah. But is last question, is peanut butter a liquid or a solid?
I studied this question. I did. I would say it's probably a solid, but I don't know if we could get it through TSA.
That's the test.
That is the test.
Yeah.
That is the test.
So what made you feel it's solid? What brought you to that conclusion?
Mostly that you take the top off and hold it upside down, it won't fall out.
Exactly. Exactly.
And thus, it's kind of like it can turn into a liquid.
But if you take
it is the mercury of food.
Okay. See, the thing is, for me, if you take it and you push it through a strainer, it goes through the strainer. So,
how often are you doing this?
Yeah.
Is no, you're making peanut butter cookies. You know, like,
never done that.
No, neither have I. All right, maybe we're not doing it right.
Maybe I'm just weird. I'm just weird.
Okay.
All right. Well, that gives us our tally for today.
Yeah, for episode one, starting it off. Now, mind you, our other co-host Mary Kennedy, who again, listeners, deathly allergic to this stuff, so she's not here right now to give her opinion. But at the moment, Team Solid is winning. But everybody on Team Solid so far is not solid in their answer.
Yeah, we're a bit.
I think it's solid, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I could be convinced otherwise. We'll have to see. Yeah.
Yeah. So if people wanted to find you online, Des, where could they find your socials, find out where you're playing, where you're doing comedy?
Instagram is a good place, I guess, at desiree.lisa.walsh_.
Nice.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. We'll put that in the show description so folks can easily find Desiree. Go download Everybody Panic. Watch all the TV things she is on. Come see us at the Uncrustables monthly. I'm glad you
and the Imperial Pub.
And the Imperial Pub on it's going to be a bit after we record this, but we do a monthly show at the Imperial Pub. So check your calendars, friends, you'll see Desiree live, which is a treat. Thank you for being here, Desiree. I'm glad the storm held out.
Me too.
And I hope you find your cat.
Yeah.
I hope the cat comes back.
Breaking news. I just texted my mom in the other room.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not yet. No. She's probably under the bed where you are. So I'm going to try to find her.
Keep us posted. Okay. Good luck.
We'll find the cat, Des.
Okay.
We'll be here next
time. All right.
Thanks, Des.
Yeah. I will give Kelly an update for the listeners for the next episode. Just in case anybody's
listening. Thank you. Bye. This week's Kid of the Week is 14-year-old Molly. Molly, tell me, is peanut butter a liquid or a solid?
Okay, so it's like a liquid because it takes the shape of its container, but it's like a viscous liquid.
A viscous liquid.
It takes a lot of time. Like if you put water, it just like spill and like take the shape immediately. But it's really thick, so it like takes a minute. Like if you leave it for a long time, it'll melt.
Thank you. Thank you for your thoughts.
Up is hosted and produced by Matt Ardill,
Mary Kennedy,
Larry Hain,
Kelly Zemeckis.
And original music is by Rebecca McDonald.